The highest tantras teach a full range of tantric techniques of body-based meditations, in which the vital energies of the body are brought under control and directed into the central energy flow. These energies are then focused upon mystic pressure points of the body, where the various energy channels meet, with the aim of untying the knots that hinder the free flow of vital currents. Here one must gain control of the primordial drop composed of male and female genetic substances from which our body was originally formed, and draw this through the pressure points to purify and stimulate them. This is the process called channels, drops, and vital energies. In the tantric view of things, the vital energies of the body are vehicles of the mind. When the vital energies are pure and subtle, one's states of mind will be accordingly affected. The very subtle energy that is produced gives rise to a very subtle level of consciousness. We then encourage this special level of consciousness to arise in the nature of the wisdom of emptiness. The benefits of one day of meditation from within the sphere of this extraordinary level of mind and supporting physical energy exceed those of years of conventional meditation. And therefore, it is said that in the Vajrayana, one can achieve in a few years what would take lifetimes by conventional Sutrayana methods. In order to obtain omniscient Buddhahood, we must gain the causes of both a Buddha's mind and form. In the Sutrayana, the cause of Buddha's form is the practice of method as explained earlier in the discussion of the six perfections, and the cause of his or her wisdom body is meditation on emptiness. In highest tantra, one generates the subtle energy basis of an illusory body and the subtle consciousness of a clear light mind. We let the subtle energy arise in the form of an illusory rainbow body and then direct the subtle consciousness that it produces into awareness of only thatness. The crux of gaining great attainment in this lifetime through tantric practice lies in actualizing the primordial subtle mind. With this primordial subtle mind of clear light as the basis, Buddhahood in one's lifetime can be attained.